After this, Mrs. Lillian preached the message of her husband after his death. So Frank Gilbert is no more, and Mrs. Lillian Gilbert took over from there to identify or carry forward the elements which Frank Gilbert left across. But Mrs. Lillian Gilbert was a psychologist and had a thorough knowledge of human relations. So Mrs. Lillian Gilbert was having a different approach, as she was a psychologist, so her focus was more on human relations. She got doctorate degree for her work, the psychology of management, and she was awarded the degree of the first ambassador of management in 1960. So here Mrs. Lillian Gilbert gave more emphasis to knowledge of human relations, unlike Frank Gilbert giving more importance to time study and motion study. So this is how the Gilbert family gave their own inputs as far as management performance or management concept is concerned. Now next management contributor named as Max Weber came into existence. So far, guys, if someone is making a note of it, we have seen so far four great contributors in the world of management. First being, yes, can someone tell me? Yes, Rashi, you tell me, Rashi. First is what? Very good, Rashi. First is known as philosophies or principles of management laid down by whom? Henry Fayol. So first was Henry Fayol, second is F.W. Taylor, third is Peter Drucker, and fourth is Frank Gilbert. And Mrs. Lillian Gilbert made their own opinions about how management should be given. So then came the contributor known as Max Weber. Now Max Weber had framed rigid rules to eliminate managerial inconsistencies which lead to ineffectiveness. So Max Weber was a different mindset personality. He said that there should be rigid rules. There should be strict laws. If employee is not performing, hire or fire rule should be followed. So if he is performing, hired. If not performing, fire. He should be not given encouraged. He should be not given a lot of understanding. He should be not given a lot of ear to hear him, make him understand the importance and impact, but it should be more rigid rules. He emphasized strict adherence of rules and regulations in an organization. This form of organization is called as bureaucracy. So Max Weber was kind of a bureaucratic, like we have got different bureaucratic personality, like we have got Hitler who was bureaucratic. Then we have got organizations which are more bureaucratic organizations, like in India, we have got some government departments are bureaucratic departments. So he suggested that the organization should be more bureaucracy based. It should be more system based. It should be more rules based, not and then situational based. He said that bureaucracy is the best form of organization and is suitable for any nature of business because it creates scope for proper channelization of human energy and mechanical energy. So Max Weber suggested that the organization should be more bureaucratic based. Why? Because if the organization is bureaucratic based, then it will have a proper channelization of human energy and proper channelization of mechanical energy. Human energy and mechanical energy will both be correlated, and the organization would reach to a next level. This was what Max Weber contributed. So his contribution was more about bureaucracy. His contribution was more about channelization of human energy and mechanical energy in a rigid rules and regulations format. This is what Max Weber suggested as far as the principles of management was concerned. After Max Weber came Mary Parker Follett. Now, Mary Parker Follett had a different mindset. She had a different perception. She had a different viewpoint. She gave importance to conflict management. She rejected domination and compromise ways of removing conflict. Under integration, the wishes of both parties are integrated. So both parties would be dissatisfied without sacrificing their desires. A smooth employer and employee relationship based on cooperation is the foundation of good industrial organization. So Mary Parker Follett gave major breakthrough as far as management was concerned, and said that conflict management should be a key in business if it needs to succeed. If in management there is conflict involved, if in management there are a lot of people having their different opinions and different mindset, and then business wouldn't have a proper breakthrough, a proper path to grow. So Mary Parker Follett suggested conflict management. Both the parties should be integrated. Both the parties should not feel that they are sacrificed, but they come to a conclusion. They come to a proper idea, proper confirmation, proper justification. And from there, the organization would have a better way of functioning. Mary Parker also suggested that leadership was a very important element in business. She suggested that leaders are not only born, but also could be made through proper training in human behavior. She did not believe in dominating leadership. I mean, this sentence, how many of us agree? Let me put up this question to the batch sitting and listening to me, that how many of you all agree to this point? Leaders are not only born, but also could be met through proper training in human behavior. How many of you can suggest, or how many of you can tell me, that leaders are not born, they are just been crafted with time and time ahead in life? Yes, how many of you feel? Oh my God. I mean, 100% of people says that this is the fact, that leaders are not only born, but with time, proper training, proper situation, they are being able to create and they are able to go ahead with different opportunities available in the market. So the story about Mary Parker Follett was more with regards to conflict management and leadership as an important tool or element for success of management technique as far as it is considered. So far, can someone recollect how many contributors we have studied? So quickly revise. Let us revise. First was who? Super. First was Henry Fayol. Second, F.W. Taylor. Third, Peter F. Drucker. Fourth, yes, fourth was who? Correct. Fourth was Frank Gilbert and Mrs. Lillian Gilbert. Then next was Max Weber. Then next is what? Mary Parker Follett. So before that we saw Max Weber. Now we have seen Mary Parker Follett. Let us go to the next gentleman. His name is Henry L. Gantt. Now, Henry L. Gantt had a different way of functioning. Henry L. Gantt was more about a mathematician. He was more about a magician. He was able to design everything in a flow chart. Let us see what his importance was. He understood the importance of trade union and introduced a new incentive wage plan, which was known as Gantt Task and Bonus Plan. So he was more about a plan-oriented personality. He said that the focus, if you give it on the employees, they will be able to do the output if there is proper plan been designed, wherein he designed a Gantt task and a bonus plan. So it was more kind of a chart based functioning. So say for example, you start your journey from here and you have to reach over here. So if you start from here to here and if you have to reach here, so time was given. So first week you have to complete this much task. Second week you have to complete this much task. Third week you have to complete this much task. And fourth week this much task. So this is the way how journey was designed. So if Gantt task has to be implemented, it has to be in this way. Someone who performs the task of this week in this much time, he will be given an incentive or bonus will be given to him. So it was more about encouraging the employees in an incentive wage plan based to give the output in a professional manner. So Gantt was the founder of new movement known as the new machine. It avoids the exercise of power and advocated harmonious relationship between the employers and employees. So he suggested that there should be proper relationship, there should be proper gelling around between the employers and employees if the output needs to be given. Gantt is popularly known for his Gantt chart, referred to the progress of work. So how much work has progressed, that this much was supposed to be done in 1 week or 1 month. How much has been covered in that period of time in 1 month, which has to be done, that is known as Gantt chart. So his focus was more on incentive wage plan and Gantt chart, or other progress of work. Gantt considered psychological and social needs of workers. So Gantt thought about psychological need would be more about that how much time is available and how much time I have to put in across for making sure that I can be I can have a chance or opportunity for having an incentive in a given task. That is what Gantt focused and functioned upon over a period of time for designing a new format of management skills. So far we have seen few different types of management contributors. Quickly recapping, right from first being, let's everyone recap. First is which? First is Henry Fayol. Second is F.W. Taylor. Correct. Third is Peter F. Drucker. Fourth, Frank Gilbert, Lillian Gilbert. Then next was Max Weber. Very good. Next is what? Mary Parker Follett. Then next was who? Next is basically Henry L. Gantt, which we saw over here, Mary Parker Follett, and now we have seen Henry L. Gantt. Finally, the last management contributor, which changed the way how management should be perceived, should be functioned, was George Elton Mayo. Now, George Elton Mayo had a different format, had a different vision therapy. had a different mindset. He was the first person to look into the matter of human relations, emphasizing the importance of desires, attitudes and feeling of the workers. So he gave importance to the workers. He gave importance to the employees' desires. He gave importance to the workers' attitudes. He gave importance to the employees' and workers' feeling. How they would feel if they are being kept aloof. How they'll feel if they are not being able to give the output properly. He, along with his colleagues, conducted Hawthorne experiments, an important landmark in the history of human relations movement. So George Elton Mayo and his friends and colleagues conducted a Hawthorne experiment in which they had their different tools and techniques which were used to identify how the relations, desires, attitudes and feelings of the workers would help the management to understand how important the employees would be and how easily, if employees given proper a mindset or proper environment, they would be able to justify and take the business to next height or level. So let us see what George Elton Mayo and his colleagues actually did. So Hawthorne experiments were conducted at Hawthorne plant of Western Electric Company in Chicago from 1924 to 1932 by Elton Mayo and his colleagues, and were published in 6 volumes. So Hawthorne experiment is nothing but there was a plant of WE company, that is Western Electric Company, which was located in Hawthorne, which Hawthorne plant of Western Electric Company located in Chicago between 1924 and 1932, Elton Mayo and his colleagues did a research on the employees over there, and based upon the research, they gave their answers, or they revealed their findings in 6 volumes of different books titled in these manners, and what their output and outcome was been identified in these manners. The titles of the published were like, first being the human problems of industrial civilization, the social problems of industrial civilization, the industrial worker, leadership in a free society, management and worker, and management and morale. So these were 6 volumes in which Elton Mayo and his colleagues did a study in a place which was known as Hawthorne plant, which was in Western Electric Company located at Chicago between these years, and they published their answers in this 6 volumes to identify what were the outcomes and what were the different outputs which were given. What actually they studied upon were these in things. So Elton Mayo and his colleagues conducted research in 4 phases. These 4 phases comprised of different research taken place at different layers. First, Elton Mayo and his colleagues did a research on illumination experiment. Then they did a research on relay assembly test room experiment. Third, they did a research on mass interviewing program. And fourth, they did a research on bank wiring observation room experiments. So these are 4 areas. In 4 of these phases, Elton Mayo and his colleagues did a research based upon these 4 phases. So now let us see the first phase. In the first phase, illumination experiments, 2 groups were made. That is experimental group and control group. In experimental group, we found that this illumination experiment was more about lighting. So in the experimental group, they had made little changes in the lighting, and in the control group, they had not did any changing in the lighting of the rooms or lighting of the tools and techniques which they were performing. For a particular period of time, it was checked. After this particular period of time, when the checking was done, what they were able to identify, the conclusion what they got, Elton Mayo and his colleagues got conclusion from this phase of illumination experiment, was that you keep lighting or you don't keep lighting, the output wouldn't be affected. Output would be more based upon the relationship between the workers. How the social workers, or how in society the workers would perform the task, will be given more preference and importance than as compared to understanding the importance or elimination of changes. So in illumination experiments, these 2 groups were given the task wherein the lighting was taken into consideration for identifying how the employees are performing the task and how the employees are giving their output. So this is where the illumination experiments perform their task. Understood, everyone? Great, super. I got a good response from everyone. Hope this concept is basically the first phase is clear with you all. Next phase, we will see relay assembly test room experiment. So in the next phase in relay assembly test room experiment, the researcher, that is Elton Mayer and his colleagues, had a different concept. What they did was, they took over in this phase some 6 girls in a group. These six girls were placed in different rooms. And there was a supervisor who used to supervise what their girls were working. They were given the task and they would perform the task as per the given activities. So they will perform the task. Then the supervisor or the observer used to add sometimes different tools and sometimes remove different tools. Like for example, these group which were formed, sometimes in these groups they've identified that they were given break time little more. Break time in the sense that they had got a lunch break in between, they'll be given snacks in between, they'll be given coffees in between, they'll be given some amount of time to chit chat. And working conditions were created, good working conditions were created. So for 4 to 12 weeks, they observe all the activities which were done. Sometimes new additions were done in form of either giving them some benefits, perks, incentives, advantages. Sometimes these perks, advantages, benefits were taken out. So this putting in and taking out used to take place regularly over a period of time. By doing these things, over a period of time, the researcher and the observer were able to observe that these employees weren't affected because of adding or removing the facilities. Like for example, for first few weeks, when these girls were formed in a group and functioning, during those times, the first task given to the first group member or the first group, it was just to work for 4 to 12 weeks regularly for hours and hours. But as and when they were given proper breaks, their output increased. As and when they were given coffee breaks, then lunch break time was increased. So with all these things, they became lazy. Then slowly and steadily, when things were removed, some of them started remaining absent, some of them were not performing the task, some of them were very furious, some of them really got angry, some of them weren't being able to give the output properly. Then again, right from like in the first level where the output was created, the same level the output was created in the second time as well. So here in both the scenarios and situation, the researcher and observer were able to observe that it is not just the perks, incentives, advantages which you offer to the employees that will make. It is socio-economic conditions like the feelings, the bondings, the relationship will also play a very important role. This is what Elton Mayer and his colleagues conducted research in 4 phases. In the second phase in relay assembly test room experiment, they were able to identify and view it out. So now in the third phase, we have got mass interviewing program. In mass interviewing program, Elton Mayer and his colleagues had a different viewpoint. What did Elton Mayer and his colleagues did? They basically interviewed around 200,000, 2 lakh employees in the company, from supervisor level to the executive levels at different layers. These employees were interviewed at different sections, different layers. These interviewing sessions which were created was in mass in number. So sometimes they were asked to wait. Sometimes the questions were in the interviewing pattern were very vague. Sometimes it was very straightforward. Sometimes the questions more directive. I mean, open-ended questions. Sometimes there were closed-ended questions. Sometimes there were blunt questions. Sometimes there were, logical questions. So these questions were created in the mass interviewing program. Now, when this interviewing program took place, here in the whole concept, when the question-answer session between the management and the employees were taken place, Elton Mayer and his colleagues were able to observe that employees had a different mindset, whereas management had a different mindset. Employees were more about relationship and team building and etc. things, whereas management was more focusing upon tools and techniques like cost efficiency, how company's benefit can take place, how organization will succeed, how can you make the company more growth oriented and etc. things. So in Elton Mayer and his colleagues, in the third level of research, they were able to identify these output, that is in mass interviewing program. So in the last experiment, which Elton Mayer and his colleagues did research, was on bank wiring observation room experiment. In bank wiring observation room experiment, which basically was done with the help of 14 members. So 14 wiring members were taken into consideration and they were given different tasks. They were made into group of 9, 3 and 2. So 9 members, 3 members and 2 members, where 9 were wiring members, 3 were different members and 2 were given the task of inspectors. So these members would do the task based upon what elements and what situations were given. Now, when they were given the task to identify and work in a team, they identified that they were all started putting buck passing activity. That is, they started putting blame game. That is, you do your work, I mean my work you do, he would say your work, I mean my, his work you do. So things were getting passed on, but the output weren't getting. They identified the relationship between bank, these employees of 14 members were very challenging. This research helped them to understand, Elton Mann and his colleagues to understand, as far as human relations was concerned, that these bank wiring members, that is 14 in number, when the management went and counseled them, made them aware what are places where they were going wrong, they realized their potential mistakes and they were able to give the output based upon that at different level. So Elton Mayo and his colleagues did research in these four phases, and these were the conclusions of each one of them in detail. Let us see a summary out of all these four, where impact was done in what ways. So we can see over here, findings of Hotham experiments was that social factors, that is social factors are responsible for deciding the level of output. So if social factors, which is more about society, how the socio-cultural factors will respond, this will decide the level of output of the organization. It is group behavior which can influence the individual behavior. So the group is performing the task properly, in that the individual will also perform the task properly. That is what Hawthorne experiments, in which the employees were able to check about. Then production level is determined by social norms, not by psychological or physiological capacities. There is no direct relationship between production level and working conditions. Another finding in Hawthorne experiments which they were able to identify was social norms. That is, it is not just production, it is social norms which is also been very important element. The relationship between production level and working conditions are not direct relation. They will have a different format to function. And it is more about social, how society, culture and things will give the output, than as compared to just having a different or an aloof format of functioning was made into consideration. Workers are not merely motivated by money. This was one of the key thing which Hawthorne experiment were able to identify over a period of time. That is, it is not just money which will keep the employees charged up. The conflict arises since the objectives of management differ from objectives of workers in formal group. The biggest, main, most important conflict which Elton Mayo and his colleagues in this experiment were able to identify was that conflict takes place. The biggest reason why the objectives of management and the objectives of informal group or the workers differ. If the objective of management and the objective of worker both matches, then there will be no conflict and the business would go into more proper format. Then leadership is important for directing group behavior. Also, Elton Mann and his colleagues in this experiment were able to identify that leadership is very important. A superior is accepted as a leader if his style is in accordance with human relations approach and his identification with group objective has been identified. So Elton Mayo identified also and with his colleagues that leadership is very important key. If the employees are coming together and if they appoint a superior person, this superior person will be the most important person, because it will identify and justify and tell us that how this particular objective of the company can be achieved, because the leader objective and the company objective both matches, and this will basically lift the organization to the next level. Another finding of Hawthorne experiments which Elton Mayo and his colleagues did was the friendliness and genuineness of the supervisor helps to maintain productivity, which means what the supervisor should be very friendly and genuine, then only the output would be better off. Communication is an important part of organization. So if there is no communication between the members, then the things wouldn't fall in place. Finally, complaints and criticism by workers are symptoms of deeper satisfaction. So if employees are complaining and they are criticizing, it means that they are not satisfied, or they want something more from the organization. Whatever they have got, they were satisfied. Now they have got more hunger. They want to do something more for the organization. So these are few findings of Hawthorne experiments which was concluded by Elton Mayo and his colleagues. And that is the way how the management as far as Hawthorne experiment was concluded for this part. So with this chapter, guys, I would like to just give you a brief understanding that this chapter gives us the most important understanding and most important learnings. And this chapter is the base of the subject known as principles of management. This historical major contributors has contributed a lot of different contributions over a period of time, from way ahead or way past, that is right from the scratch, being what is the mindset of an employee to the what is the mindset of the management. And if management has to succeed or the company has to succeed, all good positive things from all these members, all these major contributors, right from starting, that is Henry Fayol to F.W. Taylor to Peter Drucker to Frank Gilbert, Lillian Gilbert, Max Weber, then we have got Mary Parker Follett, then Henry Gantt, and then finally we saw was George Elton Mayo and his colleagues. Whatever are the positive points if you take out from them and apply each one of or some of them in your life or in an organization or in management, trust me guys, as a team, as a company, as a unit, you will definitely grow. These are fine-tuned, designed, time-tested, tasks which has helped the company to grow with time. I hope this chapter was very interesting for you all to understand. I had a good time, lovely time interacting with you all. This is it from my end. Thank you and God bless you all.